I think that's going to be a theme with our next song as well. Mr. B and Mr. C.
Hello, there's one simple trick to give those wrinkles the flick. Just drink this stuff every day and the fat will go away. Did you know it's a fact?
Good transition.
Yeah, thank you.
And, good transition, though I'm going to disagree.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Excellent.
But that's because I am far deeper in the weeds than the two of you are. Because see, so Mr. B and Mr. C refers to Mr. Boy and Mr. Cashpoint. So this is Sausage Boy and Johnny Cashpoint. And I have been listening to them and their collaborations for quite a while now. So I think that they work for me, but I completely understand how they're not going to work for many, many other people. You know, it's an acquired taste, and your mileage may vary. And I think it's going to vary wildly, because I like weird avant-garde stuff, and they definitely do that. I mean, their last album, which I can't think of the name of right now, is full of this kind of stuff. So, yeah, but I don't know if other people are going to enjoy it as much as I do.
Yeah, I'm one of those many, many other people the whole thing. I mean, I'm guessing this is satire, but it sounds like bile. And for me, it's about as appealing as bile. And don't get me wrong, of course, I'm all for the message. I'm all for griping about the maggots and such. But this seems like more a portrayal than a skewering. It seems more like just this is, you know, I'm pretending to be this terrible person. And this is the terrible stuff that I represent. And that's kind of like, well, I can see that certainly on the news or whatever. And I need less of that in my life, even than satiric portrayals. So anyway, I think that backing vocals are always a great addition to any song too, but somehow that is not true with these backing vocals, which are just not done well. So yeah, all in all, the song is a huge swing and a miss for me on many levels.
Wow. I just tried to describe it and how I heard it and hoping that would be helpful. And I wrote, syllables pound with military precision over a demonic harpsichord while a ghostly voice accompanies with a consonant wailing as a grand parade of bitter cynicism pours out. Yeah, it's bitter. It's cynic. It's cynical. It's vocals punctuating exactly on beats for the right duration. Syllables, even. It was just it's hard to listen to vocals in that style for me, and just the cynicism, just so much of that was just, I don't know, I just couldn't really listen to it.
But it is definitely satire. I mean,
yeah, I assume so.
It really is. I mean, their last album, which I just found the name, La Dystopie Moderne. The tagline for it is "The world is a dumpster fire, and we have the marshmallows." So, like, it's all satire. You know, they're a band that has songs with titles like "My Body is a Temple of Doom." So, it's definitely satire.
Excellent.
Okay. All right. Doesn't save it. For me,
yeah,
it's so let's move. And you know what? It's not going to save it for a lot of people. but hey, for Johnny Cashpoint and Sausage Boy, yeah, I'm here for you.
All right.